Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace IELTS Speaking, describing a place where you de-stress. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've noticed that describe a place where you like to go to de-stress is a common topic in the IELTS speaking test. This theme often appears in part 2, but related questions may also come up in parts 1 and 3. Being well prepared for this topic can significantly boost your confidence and performance in the test. Let's dive into how you can effectively tackle this subject and impress your examiner. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about relaxation and stress relief. Here are a few potential questions and sample answers. Question: Do you find it easy to relax? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I'd say I find it fairly easy to relax. I have a few activities that help me unwind, like reading a book or taking a short walk in the park near my home. Band 8-9 answer. Generally speaking, I find it relatively straightforward to relax. I've developed a repertoire of techniques over the years that help me unwind effectively. For instance, I'm particularly fond of practicing mindfulness meditation or immersing myself in nature, which I find incredibly rejuvenating. Question: What do you usually do to relax? Band 6-7 answer. To relax, I usually listen to music or watch my favorite TV shows. Sometimes, I also enjoy cooking a nice meal for myself. Band 8-9 answer. I employ a variety of methods to relax, depending on my mood and the amount of time I have. My go-to activities include engaging in yoga sessions, which help me center my mind and release physical tension. Additionally, I find great solace in losing myself in a compelling novel or indulging in some creative pursuits like sketching or playing the guitar. Part 2, Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Cue card. Describe a place where you like to go to de-stress. You should say where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why this place helps you de-stress. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a serene little beach that I frequently visit to de-stress. This hidden gem is located about an hour's drive from my city, nestled in a secluded cove away from the usual tourist spots. I make it a point to visit this beach at least once a month, more often if I'm going through a particularly stressful period. The journey itself is part of the de-stressing process, as the scenic coastal drive helps me start unwinding even before I reach my destination. Once I arrive, I engage in various activities that help me relax and rejuvenate. I often start with a leisurely stroll along the shoreline, feeling the sand between my toes and listening to the rhythmic sound of the waves. Sometimes I'll find a comfortable spot to sit and practice mindfulness meditation, focusing on my breath and the sensory experiences around me. If the weather permits, I might go for a swim in the crystal clear waters, which I find incredibly refreshing and invigorating. This place is instrumental in helping me de-stress for several reasons. Firstly, the natural beauty of the surroundings, the pristine sand, the azure sea, and the lush vegetation creates a stark contrast to my usual urban environment, immediately putting me in a more relaxed state of mind. Secondly, the relative isolation of the beach means it's usually quiet, allowing me to escape the cacophony of city life and find some much-needed peace. Lastly, being in nature, especially near water, has been scientifically proven to reduce stress levels and improve overall well-being. I personally find that the combination of the sea air, the sound of the waves, and the openness of the horizon helps me gain perspective on my problems and return to my daily life with a renewed sense of calm and clarity. Follow-up questions. Do you think this place would be relaxing for everyone? Why or why not? Band 6-7 answer. I think this beach would be relaxing for many people, but maybe not everyone. Some people might prefer mountains or forests to relax. It depends on personal preference. Band 8-9 answer. While I find this beach incredibly relaxing, I recognize that relaxation is a highly subjective experience. For many, the combination of natural beauty, tranquility, and the presence of water would indeed be calming. However, some individuals might find more solace in different environments, such as dense forests or majestic mountains. Additionally, those who are uncomfortable around water or prefer more structured relaxation activities might not find this setting as appealing. Ultimately, the effectiveness of a relaxation spot often boils down to personal associations, past experiences, and individual temperament. How has this place changed over time, if at all? Band 6-7 answer. The beach hasn't changed much over the years. It's still quite natural and not very developed. That's one of the reasons I like it so much. Band 8-9 answer. Over the years, I've observed that this beach has largely retained its pristine character, which is quite remarkable in this age of rapid coastal development. The local authorities have done an admirable job in preserving the natural ecosystem while making minimal, necessary improvements. For instance, they've introduced some discreet signage to educate visitors about the local flora and fauna, and they've implemented a more robust waste management system. However, these changes have been executed with such finesse that they enhance rather than detract from the beach's unspoiled charm. The fact that it has remained relatively unchanged is, in my opinion, one of its greatest assets and a key factor in its ability to provide a genuine escape from the ever-changing, fast-paced world we live in. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Do you think people in your country have enough opportunities to relax and de-stress? Band 6-7 answer. I think it varies. Some people have good opportunities to relax, especially if they live near parks or have access to gyms. But others, especially in big cities, might find it harder to find time and places to de-stress. Band 8-9 answer. This is a nuanced issue that varies significantly across different demographics in my country. In urban areas, there's often a paradoxical situation where numerous relaxation facilities exist, such as parks, gyms, and wellness centers. Yet the fast-paced lifestyle and long working hours can make it challenging for people to fully utilize these resources. Conversely, in rural areas, while there might be an abundance of natural spaces conducive to relaxation, there could be a lack of structured relaxation opportunities like yoga classes or meditation centers. Moreover, I believe there's a growing awareness of the importance of work-life balance and mental health, which is prompting both employers and policymakers to create more opportunities for relaxation. However, there's still a considerable way to go in terms of making these opportunities accessible to all socioeconomic groups and fostering a culture that truly values downtime and stress relief as essential components of a healthy, productive society. Question: How do you think technology has affected people's ability to relax? Band 6-7. Answer: Technology has both positive and negative effects on relaxation. On one hand, we have apps for meditation and relaxing music. On the other hand, constant notifications and social media can make it hard to switch off and truly relax. Band 8-9. Answer: Technology's impact on our ability to relax is profoundly double-edged. On the positive side, it has democratized access to relaxation techniques and resources. We now have a plethora of apps offering guided meditations, ambient sounds, and sleep stories, making relaxation tools available at our fingertips. Technology has also enabled remote work, potentially offering more flexibility in how we structure our days. However, the flip side is equally significant. The constant connectivity facilitated by smartphones and social media has created a culture of perpetual availability, making it increasingly difficult to truly switch off. The dopamine-driven feedback loops of social media platforms can lead to compulsive checking and scrolling, which is antithetical to relaxation. Moreover, the blue light emitted by screens can disrupt our circadian rhythms, affecting sleep quality, which is crucial for stress relief. I believe the key lies in cultivating a mindful relationship with technology. This involves setting boundaries, such as designated tech-free times or spaces, and being selective about the types of technology we engage with for relaxation. Ultimately, technology should be a tool that enhances our ability to relax, not an obstacle to it. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Hidden gem, noun. Hidden gem, a place of outstanding quality that is not well known. Example: This secluded beach is a real hidden gem, perfect for escaping the crowds. To unwind, verb, unwind, to relax after a period of work or tension. Example: After a stressful day at work, I like to unwind by taking a long bath. Rejuvenate, rejuvenate, to to make someone feel or look young, healthy, or energetic again. Example, a weekend in nature always helps me rejuvenate and face the week ahead with renewed energy. Cacophony, noun, cacophony, a harsh, discordant mixture of sounds. Example, the peaceful beach was a welcome escape from the cacophony of the city. Mindfulness, noun, the practice of being aware of your body, mind, and feelings in the present moment. Example, practicing mindfulness meditation has significantly reduced my stress levels. To gain perspective, phrase, to see a situation or problem in a more realistic or balanced way. Example, stepping away from work for a while helped me gain perspective on the challenges I was facing. Examiner's advice, to achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like de-stressing, consider the following tips. Develop your ideas fully. Don't just give short, simple answers. Expand on your points with examples and explanations. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate topic-specific vocabulary and idiomatic expressions naturally in your responses. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your ability to speak at length without hesitation. Show flexibility. Be prepared to discuss the topic from different angles, especially in Part 3. Use complex sentence structures. Mix simple and complex sentences to demonstrate your language proficiency. Be authentic. While it's good to prepare, avoid memorized answers. Examiners appreciate genuine, thoughtful responses. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Regular practice and exposure to English will help you build the confidence and skills needed to excel. For more tips on how to describe places you enjoy in the IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a place you enjoy spending time with friends.